B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show, KISS 95.1.
All right, good morning, everybody. We got our interns this morning at 95.1 KISS. It's Stefan.
And Crystal.
And today, we're going to be talking about what we've been doing for the past couple days. What have you been up to?
For me, I've still fighting with illness. I'm just not treating my body very well. I need to get back on something and make sure I'm eating better and taking my vitamins,
right?
I guess. But yeah, so I've just been fighting with allergies and not feeling well just generally. So
yeah, like the rest of us. Yes. Winter just kind of came up and slapped us right in the face
yes,
all of a sudden.
Yes, absolutely. So yes, I just need to take better care of myself.
Right. But you know, it does come with some benefits. Like for me, like I'm a hot sleeper. Usually I just like sleep with one leg off out of the covers and whatever, trying to get some like cooling go through my body. But now I can just like bundle up with my big old blanket in my bed and I'm just like, I'm fine. I'm a happy camper.
Right.
But yeah, no, just get some like over the counter stuff and you'll be fine. Most
yes,
likely.
Absolutely.
For me, I finally went to my parties. Like I've been hyping up for the past couple days.
Okay.
They were fun. Definitely a lot of good. There's a lot of yelling.
Yes.
There's a lot of cheering.
Right.
There's a lot of, oh my God, did you really do that?
Right, right.
Oh, lots of crazy stuff.
Okay.
The Friday party, we ended up playing like a crazy game of truth or dare.
Oh, man.
And, you know, so either you would take a truth, you take a dare, you would tell everybody to do one thing, you could force somebody to do a truth dare, and if you refused any of it, you had to take a shot.
Nice.
Ended up doing a lot more dares than truths just because they turned out to be a lot more fun.
Right.
Some of the more memorable ones was that one dude, unfortunately it wasn't me, had to go blindfolded and get kissed by everyone at the party, and then they had to figure out who kissed them.
Oh, wow.
And we had some people who were like, my boyfriend's here. I can't really be doing anything too wild. And then you had some people who were just like, screw it. Oh, it was something to watch.
That sounds exciting.
Oh, my gosh. It was something to behold. We had lap dances.
Oh, man. You went all out.
Biting one another. Oh, it was wild.
Wow.
And then,
so this was a bunch of college kids?
Well, like, some of us are still young, and some of us have already graduated, have, you know, families and stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's a wide range of people.
I got you.
And then going into Sunday, some of the closer friends all got together. We ended up getting wings. We had a bunch of snacks. We had cheer wine. And we just watched the world's finals for the video game that we've been watching. And I've actually been doing a podcast over on a solo that we've also had posted up on our website here at KISS95.1.
Oh, nice.
It turns out China won. China versus EU. Won't go too much detail about that, but we were all yelling at one dude because he wasn't doing it right, and he was basically throwing the game. It's like, what are you doing out there? This is a professional game. Get with it. And that's
right.
That was the extent without going into too much detail about it.
Right. Okay. Well, good. Gaming and parties. Sounds like you had a fun weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do anything exciting this weekend. Just worked. And so no wild parties for me.
Yeah, I'm going to start feeling that as myself because for the rest of the month now, I'm going to be house sitting for my parents and their next door neighbor at the same time while my parents are on a cruise. I didn't ask them where they were going, but their neighbors are going somewhere else as well.
Right.
So I'm going to be doing that
so
along with all
my responsible.
Exactly. Now I got to be the responsible adult. I got to put the beer away, pull out the suit and tie, essentially.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah. And then after that, I'm going up to my dad's. I'm driving for, I want to say, about 6 hours. So that'll be something. My mom is still nervous about it. I'm like, Mom, I've driven to Asheville by myself before. That was like a 2.5 hour drive. It's just a little bit more tacked on. All
right.
I need is a playlist of good music and
exactly.
I'll be good.
Exactly. There's nothing like the road and music. I love it.
Oh, it's the best.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Speaking of driving, before I try to pass it off to you and try and find something else to talk about.
Yes.
I want to talk about something that really irked me On Sunday, as we were driving back, I was driving at home, a couple friends of mine. And keep in mind, we hadn't been drinking at all. We're all clean. And the only thing we really had was cheer wine. So we're just driving down the road. And I see some taillights in front of us. So, you know, I start to slow down because, you know, it's like, you know, I don't want to hit the guy, obviously.
Right.
So as I slow down, the dude kind of like pulls off to the side. So then I look over to see what's up, and it's like, oh, it's a trooper. Well, then I should probably be on my best behavior. So, you know, I'm going exactly the speed limit, keeping my eye in the rearview mirror, making sure, you know, that I'm not upsetting him or whatever. All of a sudden, he throws up his lights, and I'm like, what do you mean?
Right.
So, you know, obviously I don't want to cause a scene, I pull over, I let him come up to the window, and he's like, sir, you know how fast you were going? The speed limit. And he was like, no, I meant behind me. You were going about 56.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
6 miles an hour. And obviously, I don't want to backtalk the guy.
Yeah.
I'll get into that in a moment.
Right.
So, you know, I let him do his whole ordeal. He gives me a ticket. So he's like, you have a court date here. You cannot pay this in advance. You have to go to the court. And I'm like, well, now I have to take off a work day for that. So that's a day that I can't be making money. And that pisses me off. But the big thing that irked me is he gave me an exact speed limit, but he was in front of me. And I have a friend who's a cop. And he's taught me all the different tricks and everything that they do to try and get people. So they do a thing. I don't know if you know about this or not. They do a thing called pacing. So when they're behind somebody, they'll try and go like a certain speed limit and they'll see like the distance in which they are to another car.
Okay.
So they could be going like just on the tip of what they would call speeding. And then if they're still going faster, then they know they're speeding.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Does not work if I'm behind the dude.
Right.
So then the situation comes down to this. Either A, he eyeballed me coming up on him before I started to slow down, and then he made the whole ticket based on a guess, or he was driving, turned around, tagged me with the gun.
Right.
And I'm like, if that's the case, then the dude's putting himself in more danger than he accuses me of.
Right.
And I'm like, the whole thing's bullshit.
What was the speed limit?
The speed limit was 35.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I was pretty sure I was only going like 48 at the most.
Yeah.
He claims I was going 56.
Right.
But he's like, listen, man, he's got no evidence against him. If you really weren't going that fast, just dispute it in court. You should be able to get out scot-free.
Right.
And
right.
I'm like, yeah, but I have to wake up in the morning for that, which is ridiculous.
Right.
I have to make an ordeal just because this guy wants to make a quota.
I got you.
But, you know, that's just, you know... Sometimes, you know, his half of them are doing their jobs and, you know, other guys like this.
Right.
You take the good with the bad.
Right.
At least I was safe, I guess.
So it just felt like he was trying to find something to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At 2 a.m.
Yes. Yes. Interesting, right?
Have you ever had any stories like that?
I've had one similar. Now, I was speeding, so I'm not going to even say I wasn't. But I met a... It was like a single lane road, you know,
right.
Traffic traveling single. And I came up to him. So we were meeting kind of head to head. And he was like, pull over, you know, pointing to pull over because I don't know if he knew how fast I was going or not. But I just pulled out waiting for him to turn around and come back and get me. But And I think I was going through Harrisburg. A lot of small towns, they have a ridiculously slow speed limit, like 25. And
ugh.
I think I was driving at like 40 miles per hour, like if it was 35, but it was actually 25. So I was mad that time just to get pulled for doing a few miles over. So,
It's always a frustrating thing.
Yes, very frustrating.
Yeah, don't ever feel any shame. Everybody speeds. It's nothing to worry about.
Right.
And it's not just for you. It's for everybody else listening.
It's one
don't ever feel ashamed about it.
Yeah, it's one of those laws that most people break.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. No shames. Everybody's doing it. Doesn't mean you should.
Right, but still. Right. When I'm on the highway, I use my cruise control, so it kind of helps me
try and keep
a speed and not go over speed. So I do like to use cruise control, but through town, it's kind of hard. You can't really do that. So yeah.
Right.
Yes. Well, I hope it all works out. I hope you can get it dropped.
Oh yeah, I'm hoping so too.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to be dropping any money for that guy.
Yeah.
No, that's just ridiculous.
Was it in Charlotte? Was it in Charlotte?
It was in Mount Holly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we went to a friend's house.
I got you.
So we were kind of out.
Yeah. Yeah, they're funny in Mount Holly, I can tell you that. I live on that side of Charlotte, close to Mount Holly, so they're...
Do you live near New 16? Or are you across the river?
I'm across the river.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm on the other side of the river. I'm closer to the highway.
Okay. Well, how about that? Now we live close together.
Hey, so. Learning new things about each other every day.
There you go. So we come from the same side of town.
Oh, man. What a small world.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Was upsetting me because my friends had also invited me to another thing that we could have done going into next year. Because odds are we will be doing... our own things with family as far as New Year's is concerned.
Right.
So there is a convention that we usually go to every now and again that starts at the beginning of the year. So it's kind of like our own, you know, year, the next year party or whatever you
right.
want to call it.
Right.
And some of the boys are like, Stefan, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 24. And he's like, are you still single? I'm like, yeah. He's like, dog. You can't be doing that no more. You know what we're going to do? We're going to find you a nerdy girl. We're going to go up to a convention. We're going to find you a nerdy girl, and y'all are going to have it. Going to have at it.
All right.
And I'm like, okay, so that's the plan.
So your friends are playing matchmaker, huh?
Yeah.
And you like nerdy girls? Or
I think nerdy girls are a lot more approachable.
Okay.
Absolutely. At least then you have something to talk about.
Yes, yes. Current events and all those kinds of things. Well, yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with the nerdy girl. I'm kind
nothing
of a nerd.
All.
I'm a little bit of a nerd, you know? If you pull it out of me, I can definitely be a nerd, so...
It's all about that subject material.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Those little known facts...
Pushes up glasses.
Yes.
Oh, man. You got anything else? Anything else that's been going on with the family?
Nothing exciting except for still getting used to new grandbaby. And other than that, I have a senior we're preparing for graduation. I think I brought that up before. So that's always exciting getting closer and closer. It's so ironic we'll both be graduating in 2020. So he'll be graduating from high school and I'll be graduating from UNC. So
hey.
Two graduations.
Your month is May, right? That's when?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's been so long since I've been in school, I've forgotten.
Yes, yes. So.
Because sometimes, like, it'll be on the week, it'll be the weekdays, and I'm just, you know, out and about. And I'm like, where are all the kids at? I'm like... Oh, yeah, school.
Exactly, right.
That's how, like, how empty-minded I am about the whole situation.
Right.
It's like, that was, like, not even that long ago for me, and I've already completely forgotten about it.
I know.
I think that's wild.
I know, because you're not doing it daily anymore.
That's,
so yeah.
You know what? That's probably it.
Yeah, yeah. So other than that, I can't think of anything else exciting.
Yeah, nothing really. We got about 13 minutes. You want to call it that?
Let's call it.
All right. Hey, for everybody that's been listening, I hope you've had some recent parties that have been really good. Hope the cops haven't come to buzz your kill. Oh, buzz your kill. Buzz kill your mood. That's a
kill
mood.
Kill your buzz, right?
Kill your buzz. Man, let the bees live.
Okay.
But y'all take it easy. Make sure that you get yourself nice and comfortable as far as the cold weather starts to come in.
Oh, yes.
Make some plans for Christmas and for New Year's as they come around.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys next time.
All right.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.